But right now, let's go to North Carolina and see if we can help Dennis with a particular challenge he's having. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks, Manny, for taking my call.
Absolutely, we're doing great.
Yeah,
tell
sure.
Tell us all about your deck.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Go ahead and tell us all about your deck that you're calling about.
Okay, my deck is actually 21 years old, but about 4 years ago, I had all the deck boards and railings replaced. The underpinning was in good shape, so I didn't mess with that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was good. It was sealed and all that with a color type sealer, a paint type, I guess you call it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And last September, I had the deck cleaned. All the old deck dressing was removed using a liquid remover and followed up by sanding. Then the entire deck was resealed with a stain, a penetrating stain, and it was a colored stain.
Uh-huh.
And now, when it rains and the deck hasn't dried, all is well. But after the deck has dried, it pops and squeaks every time you walk on it, and it seems that every doggone floorboard out there is making that noise.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to figure out what the best way to be to quiet those squeaks. So that's why I contacted you originally.
Alrighty. Is it nailed down, or are the deck boards screwed down?
Presently, they are using deck screws. They're about a quarter inch in diameter from at the shank, and about 2.5 inches long.
Wow. Boy, that usually really secures it very, very well. Well, of course, you know, any squeak or any popping sound and so forth is just a result of friction, that when you're stepping on it, it's moving, and it might be sliding up and down on the actual nail or screw, rather, that's causing that friction and so forth. But about the only thing I know that you can do is, first of all, if you can, a lot of times those screw heads have kind of sunk down in there. Are they still fairly visible?
They are fairly visible, some of them more so than the others.
Well, I would have to say going along and tightening up every single one of those that you possibly can, and then let's see, I'll ask my buddy Joe. Joe, you think you think adding a third screw in the middle is worthwhile? A little unusual, isn't it?
It is unusual. I'd rather not do that at first, Dennis. I mean, you could try it, and if it helps, fine. But yeah, the good thing is if all the boards are squeaking, you can do as many experiments as necessary, just to one or two boards, and see what works instead of, you know, screwing down the entire deck with more screws and then realizing it didn't really work. But yeah, I mean, the only reason that would be squeaking, as Danny mentioned, would be some kind of movement. You know, there's space between the board and the joist, or the screws hadn't pulled the deck board down tight, and now it's moving. The boards were put in wet, which is an unusual pressure treated wood, I assume this is, and maybe it dried, and now there's space. So you could try first just tightening them up, you know, and tightening up the screws, find the squeakiest spot and just tighten them up and see if that helps a little bit. You know, I'd hate to recommend removing all the screws to put in longer screws, which even though that might help, you know, but you could try that too. Find a squeaky spot, take out the 2.5, put in some 3-inch screws and see if that works. These screws should really pull the board down tight to the joist. And maybe that didn't happen. And obviously, whatever it is, you know, it's a consistent problem since you said it happens throughout the whole deck. So they used the same technique to put down all these boards. And as I said, either they're wet and they shrank, or they just were never snugged down really tightly. So other than just tightening up those screws or replacing them, I'm not sure what else I could recommend.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't give any consideration for a larger screw, diameter and length?
Length, possibly. I don't think you would need a thicker screw, if that's what you're saying.
Okay.
You know,
all right, yeah.
Just get a 3-inch screw. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the tightening up of the screws and see what happens and go from there.
All right. Well,
best of luck, Dennis.
Kind of an unusual problem, but I think you'll find that will take care of it. And have a great summer out on that deck.
You do the same, and thanks much.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Yes,
I think he just invited us out to his deck.
I think so, too. You know, it has to be that. It has to be just that it was never really tightened down as much as it needed to be, and maybe there's a little deflection in the actual framing that,
right.
You know, that maybe those joists are not as tight as they should be. Maybe the span's slightly more than it should be, not unusual on a deck, and it just has a bit of a bounce that's causing that. But it's interesting when he says that when it's wet, it doesn't do it. It's only when it's dry. So that would certainly indicate.
It swells up. The wood swells up and fills out. Well, I'd hate to recommend just watering your deck every day, but that would, I guess,
that wouldn't be a good thing at all.